God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb or kick against the holy wound.
All right, Les Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Les Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Les Visible.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Dog Poet Visible, broadcasting from the Dog Star in the Sirius Cluster, via our pod station on the dark side of the moon. Our techs on the home planet have been analyzing your situation, and we've solved your problems. But you'll have to act on the suggestions given, or you'll just become more tormented and cramped, as well as reduced in numbers, until you have to act, more or less the way a chicken has to dance on a hot griddle. We have noted, as you have noted, that the majority of your world leaders are disease-ridden prostitutes whose rampant self-interest stinks like dead carrion in a cornfield. They're riddled with the diseases of arrogance, greed, and psychopathy, while behaving like a mob of power-mad rats playing king of the landfill. Your corporations have the sensitivity and decorum of a deranged outlaw biker gang and have decided to use your environment and your person as a toilet, not to mention satisfying other needs as well, which I won't be going into here since I know a lot of children like to listen to this show. These corporations can use your world as a toilet because they own the disease-ridden politicians and religious hypocrites that set the standards of behavior on your me-first-you-later-maybe world. It appears to be every life form for itself, which means if you're not a member of an organized armed gang of thugs like the government, the church, the corporations, or the closed outposts in academia, you're pretty much out of luck. One doesn't have to look too hard to see that certain people are favored over all others. Whether that has to do with Ivy League college admissions, the control of the Ivy League colleges, medical treatment, loan availabilities and guarantees, inside information about whether to steal now or later, freedom from military service, which the state of the economy has made mandatory for certain class of people, and the need to fight in corporation-generated wars visited upon people who are foolishly sitting on assets desired by those whose profits have yet to blot out the sun and the moon. Yes, it's true, it's all true, and we have the solutions for you. I'll be giving you the bad news first, and the first piece of bad news is that you have been reduced to we the people. You've got no law enforcement protection. Your laws look like Swiss cheese that's been tunneled out by the lawyers feeding on them. You've got no government or military because they are both owned by multinational corporations that have combined in operations and motives to bring about a new world order, which amounts to you lying in a tasered fit on a urine-soaked pavement with a hobnailed boot on your neck because you didn't assume the position quick enough. You're probably better off just remembering to bend over and wait. Sooner or later, some slavish obedience is going to be required of you, and it's a good idea to already be in the submissive position. You'll probably still get tasered and boot pressed, but you won't get knocked to the ground first if you're already on the ground. Does that sound like something you can live with? Well, have at it then. What the bad news is, the only really bad news is, you're on your own with each other. If change does not come out of the midst of you, then change will not come at all. However, the whole machinery of your confinement and systematic abuse is hamster-powered. That's right. The military-industrial complex, the armies and the police, the big hair preachers with the Rolex watches and the upside-down crosses tattooed in the cleft of their buttocks, the court systems and the brothel on the Potomac are all hamster-powered. If the hamsters stop peddling, then there is no more product or revenue. Our analysts here at the Sirius Cluster have pinpointed your problems and detailed your solutions. If you recognize the one and follow the other, you can have your country and your self-respect back. I don't know how much the latter is worth to you since you gave it up without a thought before, but maybe, just maybe, you're missing it now. You have two major problems that need to be dealt with immediately. The first problem is the Federal Reserve, which must be eliminated. No ifs, ands, or buts. We have discovered through our advanced computer technology that this is the primary medium of your enslavement. This Federal Reserve is given the legal right to print money out of thin air. They can print as much as they want, and then they loan it to their fellows at sweetheart rates while charging you far more and often refusing to loan you anything at all. They also are in a position to stop the flow of money at any time, which means the control of the state of the economy they control, and can use this power to enforce their will upon you while reducing the value of your possessions and then stealing them for pennies on a dollar. Your other major problem is that your government and the media have been taken over by agents of a foreign government, and in the words of their present Illuminati frontman, once we squeeze all we can out of the United States, it can dry up and blow away. This you've already seen with the shenanigans of Goldman Sachs, the stimulus and the bailouts, which were payments made to the very people who caused the problems in the first place. Make no mistake, our technology here in the Dog Star Cluster is far in advance of your own, and our findings are accurate and beyond question. We have determined that you must eliminate the Federal Reserve, which is nothing more than a consortium of vampire blood banks with you as the thoughtful donor, or host, as the case may be. And the next thing you have to do is convince enough of your fellows to step off the hamster wheel and collectively refuse to pay any taxes until order and fair dealing are restored. This will be effectively bringing about the engines of your enslavement to a grinding halt, because there will be no more of your blood and sweat to grease the wheels, gears, and bearings. You're going to need some kind of a moral revolution as well, because your entertainment media has systematically rendered you all perverts, and in the process curved your spine and drained away your will, since you allowed the corruptions of the reptiles in control to infest your soul. You're operating in complicity now with your own torment. No nation that has been consumed in lassitude and decadence can long survive. One of the reasons for your poor diets and cheap entertainments is to bring you to a state of weakness and confusion. You're going to have to push Grima Wormtongue away from your ears and remember who you are, the Kings of the Midnight Riders. You're in the desperate moments of your midnight hour. You cannot rely on your leaders. They are prostitutes with dirty Polaroids of nasty business locked up in the blackmailer's safe. They may talk to you about duty and honor. They may promise you love. But when the pimp comes in with the clothes hanger in his hand, it's hoedown time. Your religious leaders are unctuous, sanctimonious swine who spew the company line. Corporations are a plague of web-building spiders who feast on the little ones caught in their webs. You're on your own with each other. The voices of the people must rise up out of the hearts of the people, and the people must shake off the dream dust and corruptions that have put them to sleep. There is honor and integrity still living in the people, though there may be none in their leaders. The machines of your humiliation cannot run unless you power them. You're familiar with the wave, as it is sometimes performed in sports stadiums. You're familiar with the singular attempt to levitate the Pentagon. You're familiar with the controls and symbols that are used to confuse and enslave you. The time of liberal against conservative and the definitions of Republican, Democrat, and independent must end. You must become one people, and you must shut down the turbines of the subterranean mind. If you step away from the machine and refuse to contribute in any way, then you have a chance. If you do not, then you have no chance at all. There will not come a time when those feeding upon you will declare that they've had enough. How much wood can you throw on a fire before it will say it's had enough? And we're off into the second half of the show with nary a pause. Here's the thing, people. There are always going to be followers and leaders aren't much without the followers, and leaders won't be going too far unless they themselves are following the needs of the followers, or as I like to put it, the greatest good for the greatest amount of people. You can't use any of the leaders you have now because they make, unless they make full disclosure of what they've been up to and throw themselves on the mercy of the people. You need new leaders, and they are among you already. Each and every one of us lives in a community, and every act in any community eventually affects the whole world. The same way that a stone thrown in a lake will cause the ripples to expand across the entire surface. Something said in Oregon today may well be heard in Hong Kong tomorrow. We have to become free in our minds first. We have to throw off the subliminal chains of the fear machine, which keep us on our predictable pathways in the service of our abusers. We must declare ourselves to be free, and then we have to get inventive. Some of you have to get together and levitate the Pentagon again. Some of you have to mass at the Capitol and the White House and call them what they are: whores, liars, and murderers. There has to be so many of you that they're in no position to stop you. This awakening can come like a brush fire upon the minds of the people who have truly had enough. As the Bigster said, this public awakening is a real danger for us, or words to that effect. You have to consciously realize that your leaders are despicable creatures without honor or integrity. You have to see them for what they are, and you must not vote for any candidate who supports Israel and the Palestinian genocide. You must organize to step away from the machine. You must organize not to buy anything you can live without. You must take your money out of the markets and the banks. You must paper your telephone poles and billboards with the new slogans of your new freedom. You must not be intimidated, and you must not fight. You must be intransigent and determined. You must, by the thousands, remove your children from the schools under protest at the intentional dumbing down and their having been turned into propaganda mills. The key is in the numbers. Anything you can do in large enough numbers cannot be controlled by the government. The saddest part of the affair is that more than half of you are still asleep. More than half of you will look at what I say and consider it madness. The good news is that these people are going to be woken up whether they like it or not. The whole movie in which we are all in, this movie in which we are all actors, is designed for the specific purpose of teaching us what happens when we allow the little corruptions into our life disguised as convenience and comfort. Consider the wave that I mentioned earlier and how it could sweep a sports stadium. You need to apply similar actions in the socio-political theater. Wherever politicians go to speak, the people must show up and with one voice call them liars and whores. You must go to your churches and stand outside of them, declaring that you intend to worship outside of the dogmatic control of the spiritual disinfo machine. You have to stop buying anything that is not absolutely necessary. I am saying this again because it is very important. Do not go to the movies. Do not watch TV. Do not buy newspapers. Do not spend any money in the system beyond the basic necessities and see what happens. You can do this for however long it takes. When they see that they people are fed up, they are going to promise you the moon. You actually want only a few things. You want the Federal Reserve gone and you want them gone. You need to return to a greenback economy. You need to set your laws to deal effectively with corporations and their plague of lawyers. You need to cleanse your court system of the crony clans of bribed and compromised justices and district attorneys. You need to hold the FBI and the CIA accountable. The one thing they cannot do is compel the nation to support the machinery of their oppression. When you can clearly see how important you are to the scheme of things, you can use that power to rinse these bloody murderers and thieves out of the system. There is no alternative. The only alternative is that it gets worse and worse and worse. It is the nature of the beast, and that beast is materialism that clouds the humanity of all who are fascinated by a greater possession of it, which, in fact, is actually a greater possession by it, of them. Every time you buy an item from the corporations that ship their manufacturing abroad and downsize their workforce, remove the benefits and lower the wages, you are contributing to more of the same. Every time you vote for another two-headed candidate, you're going to get more of the same. Look at the enormity of the lies of Obama. Look at what he promised and what he has delivered. He has bought and paid for, he and his Marie Antoinette wife. We have given you some guidelines, but the ideas and inspirations must be your own. Reach inside yourselves and find what is required to take your lives and your country back. Accept the fact that 9/11 was most certainly an inside job, with major assistance from a foreign power. The same is true of the 7/7 attacks and the Madrid train station. Please note that the same security service was in charge of all of these locations prior to the events. Please note that They were running simulations in both London and more massively in the U.S. on the very day of the occurrences, and which were based on the very things that happened. Try to put your mind around why Dick Cheney demanded that no fighter planes be scrambled in the hour of America's greatest emergency. See it. The absolute absurdity of the official explanations shouldn't fool a 12-year-old. Don't let your fear rule your minds. Your fear will only subject you to greater indignities and humiliations. Such a life is not worth living. Join together with your families and fellows and strike a blow against the empire of darkness. Refuse to be another cog in the wheel that builds the smoke and weapons that are used wherever there is profit to be made. They cannot make war without you. They cannot imprison you if you're too many to contain. You can shut it down. You can bring these demons to their knees. In doing so, some of them will wake up too. You'll be surprised how quickly they will all jump ship while pointing their fingers at their fellows. You will be in awe of their excuses. You are the people, and you have the power. You are the ultimate arbiter of what should and can be. You must take back what is yours from the thieves who stole it from you in the dark hours of the night. Well, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast from the Sirius Cluster. We fervently hope that you will awaken and that you will receive all of the protections of those invisible warriors who serve the common good. I'll see you in a fortnight, if there is one, with our metaphysical show based on the visible origami motif. In the meantime, buona fortuna and aloha.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun